Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A proposed asphalt plant is still awaiting approval from the Hamburg Planning Board, but the project is getting more pushback. After a public meeting last week that brought heavy opposition, the Hamburg supervisor is weighing in, and he's with us live, Jim Shaw. Jim, good morning. What are you saying about this project?
Well, good morning to you. There's a lot to say about the project, and these issues are never easy for any suburban community. On the one hand, you've got an applicant who wants to put a construction project on this site on Camp Road, which is at the borderline of the village of Hamburg and the town of Hamburg. It's an asphalt production plant. It is properly zoned, however, notwithstanding the zoning, the planning board of the town of Hamburg has jurisdiction to look at various quality of life issues, such as a foul odor that may emanate from construction, the question of whether there will be some toxic emissions into the atmosphere, questions regarding noise, questions regarding traffic congestion on what is already a very busy main artery in the town of Hamburg, and whether or not this particular plant, notwithstanding the zoning, fits into the character of what is a clearly residential single-family home community. So those are big issues to so many people within the town of Hamburg.
Why did you feel that now was the time to come forward with this?
Well, when you say come forward with it, I came forward expressing my opinion that I did not think this particular plant at this particular location was a good fit for Hamburg. It seemed to me to be analogous to the round peg in the square hole. It just is not, in my opinion, proper for this particular site.
Jim, do you think that this will clear the planning board and actually come before the town board?
Well, it is not going to come before the town board. It'll be a determination made by the planning board as to the site plan submission that the applicant made for this particular parcel of land. And so the members of the planning board have to look at objective criteria such as quality of life issues, the potential for foul odor from production, toxic emissions, questions regarding traffic congestion, and so on and so forth. So those are issues that the planning board has jurisdiction to consider.
Okay, so you've seen some of these similar type of asphalt plants or concrete facilities, kind of a similar type in different residential neighborhoods, not necessarily in Hamburg, but around Western New York, and some of the problems that have stemmed from them. How worried are residents, and how aware are residents of some of the other issues of people who live near these types of facilities?
Well, the residents are well informed. And they're well aware of the issues, and they're intensely opposed to this particular usage. As a consequence of all of that, the residents have organized themselves into an ad hoc group to oppose the plant based upon their own research, and that research has included trips to other asphalt production plants in Western New York.
How would you characterize this opposition to this particular asphalt plant? Can you compare it to anything else you've seen in the town?
Well, it is in recent years, it seems to me that this particular organized opposition is as vocal as any I've seen, and it's as broadly based as any I have encountered. Clearly, it has piqued the interest of the residents within the Hamburg community, that's for sure.
Okay. Typically, you wouldn't normally see all those people outside with the signs, and the meetings might not be quite as packed as they are when you're discussing this issue.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, obviously, people are concerned about their property values, and will those values be adversely impacted by the initiation of this production? That's a good question. Secondly, they're concerned about odor, quality of life issues, toxic emissions or a lack thereof. So all of these things have to be weighed and considered. It's not the emotions that will carry the day necessarily. It's going to be studies that are undertaken and the evidence that the planning board members have to sift through and weigh as they make their deliberation.
Jim, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. That's Jim Shaw. He is the Hamburg Town Supervisor. The planning board meets to look at this asphalt plant next Wednesday.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.